Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Chris Lorton. I'm your host and my guest today, James Jones.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing, James?
Great.
Wonderful. That's kind of a, there's a James Jones. That's a popular name.
It
I've
is.
Heard that name before.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid. That's right. And then you throw Earl in there, James Earl Jones, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to remember.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It is. Mm. And James, you're a musician.
I am.
And you are a bona fide, that's what you do for a living, musician.
That's what I do.
And where'd you grow up at? Or where do you live at now?
I am from Fort Smith, Arkansas. I grew up there, and I live now in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you get from Fort Smith to O'Fallon?
Well, I was in college at the time, and my teacher said, "Hey, you know, you want to work at this at my church that I'm going to?" And I said, "Absolutely." So he gave me a job. About 4 years after that, I started looking for even a bigger job at a church, and I started working for, you know, a Methodist church. And then I got up here, got a job in O'Fallon at Sunrise Church in O'Fallon.
So you've done a lot of work for churches.
Yeah, but yeah, about 20 years in working for churches.
Now, when you went to college, did you major in what, music?
So, yeah, I'm a music major for about five. I had 5.5 years of college.
But
it was broken up in the middle.
Okay. What happened in the middle?
Well, so me and my friends we had a band, we were writing music, we were pretty big locally, but then kind of blew up and got some notoriety, and a manager out of Little Rock, Butch Stone, picked us up, and we ended up getting a development deal through Sony Records, and then after that it was Atlantic Records. And we worked with A&R guy, Kim Stevens. He actually was A&R for Matchbox 20 at the time, right before that.
What year are we talking about?
So this is 2000. That with Kim was about like 2003, 2004, and then up until 2007.
I see.
So, yeah, we wrote like three albums, and we toured and did a lot of fun stuff.
Were you big time?
Well, it was like on the verge.
On the
verge. We never actually broke.
Okay.
It was called Starks, Starkz.
Name of the band.
Yeah. And we were on 8 different markets on the radio. It was like alternative rock.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we played all over the place. We opened for bands like Switchfoot and Nickelback and just
really?
You know, a bunch of... Yeah, we opened for a lot of great bands, but it just kind of fell apart at the end.
Yeah.
So I went back to college.
Yeah.
And then still working on my degree, but then I got a job and I had... kids, and I had, you know, a wife, and so we wanted to start making some income, so I
right.
took the job at the church, and then now I got a job up here full-time in a church, like I said, Sunrise Church in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Now, were you always very spiritual from a kid growing up, or did you have a transformation at one time?
I'm a third-generation worship leader. My granddad was a worship leader. My dad is a band director, and he's a history teacher, and he's also a worship leader. And I felt a calling at a young age, probably 16 years old. I already knew, like, God always kind of just was in my life. I believed in him 100%, you know, and also felt like I was a born musician. So I knew, like, who I was and what I was supposed to be. And so I kind of just followed that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you also have, we were talking beforehand that you run a music camp for kids in the summertime?
Yeah, so we started these great camps for kids, teaching worship arts. And kids, even if you hadn't had experience, we brought them in. And we had about 30, 35. We'd break them up into little groups. They'd start a band. They would do art, logo.
Even if they didn't know anything about music?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the best part, to like teach a kid from scratch. We taught modern instruments like bass guitar, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, keyboards, drums, vocals. And we just taught them that. And then during the week, it was a week-long camp, Monday through Friday. By the end, they had a music video. They had their song recorded. They had an album cover. They had created all the stuff in the classes that we do during the week. And then they do a concert for their parents, and it was awesome. We had kids from 4 different states literally driving miles to to come, and they stayed in hotels to be at this thing. So, I really enjoyed doing that.
So the camp, how many kids were in the camp?
I think 35 to 40 kids is about all we had, because we break them up into like four or five different groups.
How many teachers involved in taking care of them at the camp?
So we had like six classes, so we had six teachers per class. And
okay. But they really, you didn't stay like at a campground.
No, it was just at a church. It was like in a building.
You said they stayed in a hotel with their parents or whatever.
Yep.
And then come into camp and...
Yeah, just come into the camp, quote unquote. And then they would spend the week, and we'd work in classrooms and teach different things.
So, sounds great. But is it still going on or not?
So I don't do it now. I'm actually looking for people and students to develop, because I have a passion for artist development. So, yeah.
Okay. So you're handling this church. You're doing the music for this church that you work for, right? Mm-hmm. But you also are playing gigs around. And we met at George's recently.
Your place.
A couple months ago. Yeah. My old place.
Yeah.
And where else do you play around here?
Okay. Around here, I've been playing in Grafton in a place called the Rubel Hotel. And they have attached to it the Abigail Bar. And I've been doing a lot of cool events there, like a live music bingo, which is incredible. I actually play the song, and then you stamp it, you know, and then we play games. I know, it's great.
So they got to recognize the song.
Yeah, they got to recognize the song, but I do it pretty well, you know. Yeah. It's not like, it's not awful. I'll say that.
No, that sounds fun.
But then they punch it, and we also do like costume contest where they come dressed, you know, in their favorite like 80s, you know, 80s outfit. And then we'll do like a dance off and a sing along and all these different types of things.
Okay, so you're doing this at the Rubel Hotel?
Yeah, we've been doing it at the Rubel Hotel. It's awesome. Yeah. The owners, we know the owners from Sunrise. They are from Sunrise, and they ended up buying the hotel, and now they're running it. It's great.
Okay. And but it still is a bar, right?
It's a hotel bar restaurant.
Yeah.
All in one. There's a patio wrapped around the back. It's beautiful. It's right off the river. You can see it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, well, my brother Jeff bought that after the 93 flood.
Oh, yeah.
And renoed it and turned it into the Rubel.
Oh, it looks that it is today. It's still rolling.
It was been the Rubel. Do you notice that bar in there?
Yes.
Do you know where that bar came from?
No.
1904 World's Fair.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where that bar came from. Isn't it gorgeous? Wild?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. And then he's got the Aries. You ever play at the Aries?
I have not played there yet.
Okay.
I'd love to.
How about George's? Do you like playing at George's?
Man, George's is awesome. Yeah. So I've played.
What do you like about it?
I go all these different places and I play, and usually I don't market myself and all that. And people come and they're eating dinner and it's all good. But George's, there's this weird atmosphere. Like, people are there to be a part of what's going on. They come for the music. They want to be there, you know, and it's a lot about the music. They come for the music.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had nights where I'll be playing there and there's people waiting and, you know, waiting for me, you know, to play, start playing, like down, like waiting in line.
Yeah.
Like, there's a line, and it's cool. And I've gotten to know some of them, and they keep coming back, and it's great. The people there are just sweethearts. They're Christians. They're just good people. And they just, I don't know, they support. They've just been supportive.
Yeah. You got to get there early.
I know.
You got to get there early, like on Friday night.
I know.
You don't get there by, if you're not there by 5, it's going to be hard to get a seat.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, it's just a great atmosphere, and I really feel welcome there, and it's embraced, which is different from most places.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. Yeah. I like that place.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard you playing in there, and I'm like going, I'd never heard you, you know, I heard you a couple times, you know, and I'm like, hey, I gotta get you in studio. We got to do some recordings, and that's what we're going to do today.
Well, good. I'm glad.
We're going to get some recording. So if you're listening now, you'll hear some of these songs that James is going to do. We'll do it on, play them on local vocals, and also on WJBM Radio YouTube, we're going to do a video recording as well. So plan ahead for that. It'll be fun. We haven't made it up yet, but we're going to. hey, if you're just joining us, I have James Jones with me. musician. James, what about this Christian album that you put together?
Well, okay, so COVID happened, and we were...
Were you in the middle of it then?
Yeah, well, we were trying to figure out what to do. So we were broadcasting from our church in a small circle, and we were shooting video. And
this
we were
in O'Fallon?
In O'Fallon, Missouri, and okay. Sunrise Church. We created, I don't know how many, hundreds of videos constantly, music videos, teaching videos, whatever we could create. Mm-hmm. And so I started, my musician friends, really good musician friends, they were just kind of wanting to do more, you know, just like more personal stuff. We started writing songs together.
Yeah.
And we called it The Rescued. Now, the name never stuck or anything. Now, it's really a collective of people who just want, like, to write songs and put them out, and that's it. I mean, whatever happens, happens. No big deal. So, yeah, we wrote album. I wrote two albums with them, and then the latest one I did, Janet Martin sang them all, but we co-wrote a lot of those songs. So Janet Martin's a local artist, too. She's singing all over the place in Missouri and Illinois. So,
okay.
She just sang all of the ones we just wrote.
Do you ever get any of your songs on radio?
I've had some good success on independent Christian radio. I had a song about 2 years ago that was 9 weeks of number one. It was called, it's called I Praise.
Is that a pretty popular song, or was it your favorite song?
I think the most popular song I ever wrote, even though it didn't hit 9 weeks long, but it was Power of Your Name, which I'm going to do for the spot for the music deal.
I love it.
Yeah, I'll do both. I'll do I Praise and Power of Your Name. And I did that.
I've had some guys in, songwriters in. Mm-hmm. How about you on songwriting? I've had some of them tell me that it just comes to me and I get going and I can write. The melody. How do you write songs?
When I was writing, those songs just came to me out of nowhere. So like I did a lot of praying, a lot of time just reflecting and hanging out, read the Bible, and just all of a sudden the melodies and the words would just come to me, and I would just write them down and put them out and just record them right then and there. In fact, one night my favorite song I ever wrote is a beautiful song. It's a multi-layered song. It's like from me to God, the Father, my father, and then me to my son. So my promise to my son to be the best father I can be. I have a son with severe autism. His name is Robert.
Okay.
And I wrote this song, literally God, I think God wrote it through me, because I was playing in front of a microphone, just doing an ad lib session on my own. Whatever happened, happened. Mm-hmm. I wasn't necessarily trying to write a song. And so I just started, literally, the song came straight through the entire thing from top to bottom, all ad lib, didn't sit down and try to write it, just literally came straight
out. Just ad libbed it and created it.
Yeah, it's called Forever.
Yeah. Are you going to do that one too?
I am going to do that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I dedicate it to my son, and I believe that it's also, I wrote it. It's a conversation between me and God, but it also is a conversation and a promise to me and my son.
Is your son a musician as well?
Well, I have sons who are musicians, but Robert is severely autistic. He's nonverbal, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. How about your others?
So I have a son named Caleb who just did his school play, and he was the Candyman in Charlie the Chocolate Factory play at his school, and he sang the solo, and he was nailing. He did a great job. I'm very proud of him. His name's Caleb.
Okay.
Great job.
Any other children?
Yeah, Abigail and Robert, and then my son Skyler.
Okay. All of them musicians? The rest of them?
Well, my daughter, she wants to be a nurse.
Yeah.
And she's a very caretaking person. And then my son Skyler is a chef. Oh. Yeah, he's a great one. He's a good cook.
How old is he?
He's 25.
Okay. Wow, yeah. That's hard for me to believe. You got a kid 25.
I know. I'm 46 years old.
All right. Super. So you're playing music. How often do you play a week?
So, man, on a good week, I'll do 5 gigs, 4 gigs.
No kidding.
Yeah. I'm sometimes like this last week, you know, I try to take some time to spend with other people and do other things. So I went to my son's play and I did a thing for my church people, my volunteers at the church who do such a great job for us at Sunrise. But man, if I could play 4 nights a week, that'd be awesome every week.
Is it hard to get things booked?
My great, awesome manager and some friends of mine helped me book, but sometimes it can be hard, but a lot of the times it just fills up.
What's some of your favorite places besides Georgia's? I know Georgia's a favorite, but what are some other great places you like to play?
Do the Irish Gypsy in O'Fallon, Missouri. The atmosphere there is incredible. Yeah, Frankie Martin's garden's really nice. I do some of the wineries. There's so many.
Okay, you mentioned these places, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if we were across the ferry in Grafton, mm-hmm. okay, how long would it take to get to these places that you're talking about? They're in O'Fallon, Missouri?
Yes, I think once you get over there, it's about 23 minutes down Newtown, and then you take a ride on
70. About...
I don't know. Some of the wineries maybe are 30, pretty far out. There'll be an hour and 15 minutes. Anything where it's close to O'Fallon or close to St. Charles, you know, you can get there about 30 minutes.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you play within how far? Like an hour's drive or two hours drive?
I try to keep it within 2 hours. I don't like going any further than 2 hours. But, you know, there's people who will hire me to do events and stuff, and I mm-hmm. do weddings, and I've done all kinds of like whatever corporate events, and we work out contracts, and I'll do things for anybody.
So for the people, now it's James Jones. So you see James Jones up on a marquee at George's, you know, he's playing there. What kind of music do you like to play?
I push a variety. I try, cause everywhere I go is different. In fact, it's crazy. Every venue has its own little kind of nook and cranny, uh-huh. you know? So my go-to, I like the modern country. I really like Zach Bryan, Tyler yeah. Childers. Uh-huh. I also really like, I'm a baby of 90 rock, like 90s rock. So I can play alternative rock all day long. So those are my two kind of like lean backs. And then everything uh-huh. else I do a variety. I do 70s, I do 60s. I do like, just anything in between, really.
Now I saw you, the last time I saw you played, you had, a girl who's playing.
Yeah.
Is she playing the ukulele? Oh,
yeah. So Katie. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Was it the ukulele?
Yeah. She was playing the ukulele and she has this dog named Shiloh and I was supposed to say hi to him. So, hey guys, what's up? Love you guys.
Okay. So, does she play with you often?
No, we do events together. She's promoter and a marketer. And so she puts these events on and I'll go and just run them for it. Like I'll do it. And sometimes she plays with me and she'll play the uke and we have a good time. Like that yeah. music bingo stuff that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So much
that
fun.
Does sound like fun.
It's so fun. People love it.
Now, when's the next time you're going to do bingo? Wednesday night. The Ruble.
Oh, at the Ruble? I've got July 24th, I think, is the next one I'm doing.
Is that, what night is
it's
that?
It's pretty far down. It's a Friday night.
A Friday night?
I think so, yeah. I'll double check. But I got one this Wednesday night in Cottle Village. It's all the way in O'Fallon, like close to O'Fallon. But,
okay.
But it's 80s
I've
music
never heard
bingo.
Of that before.
Yeah, it's music live, bingo. It's live music bingo. So I play the song and I do the best I can. And then people, you dab it, you know, and we play until somebody bingos, but we do all kinds of cool stuff. There's a costume contest. We do a sing-along. We do a dance-off. And people come dance as like this week, they'll probably dress like 80s rockers or yeah. like the, you know, whatever 80s outfit they love. And then it'll be crazy. And I'll play the songs and whoever wins, they get a prize. We do big prizes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you ever think about doing that at George's?
I would love to do that at George's. You know what?
Do you think it would go over or not?
I think it would. I think what I'd really love to do at George's is a praise and worship night.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Like on a Wednesday night and invite the local church people and just like sing worship tunes with everybody out on the patio. When I think of George's, that's my passion for yeah. Georgia. Yeah. I'd love to do that.
And you could do it up on the on the deck.
Yep. And have them all sing along. Literally sing worship tunes with anybody who's willing to come and praise and pray and have a good night of, we'll have a speaker and everything. I'd love to do that.
We have to talk to Andy. Talk to
I know. Yeah. I think he might do it.
I bet you'd pack the house.
Man, I bet we could fill that place up.
Especially out on the patio.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. As I was telling you, what I like about the patio is just the sound, you know, because you have the two masonry buildings, and the sound stays between those buildings. A lot of times you play outside, sound just goes everywhere, mm-hmm. you know, but yeah. there it stays focused.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a cool sound.
I also noticed that when you go inside, you can plug into the system outdoors, so they play. I can, you know, what I'm doing is being played outside on the patio as well.
Right.
When I'm on the stage
and up and down inside. The street.
Yeah, and up and down the street.
Yeah. Yes. So what's next for you? Of all the things you're doing, what else is on your plans? Because you're a young guy.
Well. That's the thing. I don't really know yet.
You know?
I'm going with the flow. God, like, I've asked God to keep giving me things to do, you know, whatever that happens to be. Mm-hmm. And we're doing some full band stuff. I'm still writing Christian tunes. I still want to, I probably want to write some secular songs. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just going to keep writing. I'm going to keep playing music everywhere I go, you know, just try to make people happy and spread whatever I can.
Now, is this
whatever it is?
Have you always been into music since you were a little kid?
Yeah.
I always have been.
Yeah, that's all I know.
One thing I noticed about you is how you make it look so easy, you know, when you're performing.
Yeah.
It just looks like you're hardly trying, you know, but it sounds great.
What I tell people is that if it's just like you do something over and over again, just like so many times that you just, you know, you just do it.
Yeah. You know, you don't have to think about it.
Be it. It's just, yeah, it's just who you are. So I play a lot, like a lot. So just that's why it looks that way. Hmm. But, you know, it's a struggle sometimes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I work hard at it.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
Try to.
Any last words of wisdom before we wrap this interview up?
Oh, man. No. I just love my kids. Dedicate my life to God. I'm excited to play, you know, music, and I'll be playing around here quite often. Hopefully I'll be playing at George's more often, too, and...
And you're down at the Ruble?
Yeah, playing? I do the Eckert's Farm out there.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, the winery.
Okay.
Across the street from it anyway. I forget what it's called, but it's a nice place. It's very nice, actually.
Well, James Jones, ladies and gentlemen. You hear that name? You see that name out? Go check him out.
James Jones, STL.com. James Jones, STL on Facebook. And James Jones Music on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. All right. So thanks, James. You take care.
Yeah, thank you.